And now, young Widder Brown. Today, Evan Brown is to undergo a serious operation, which is to be performed by Dr. Addison Shaw, a lovely young woman of great charm and rare ability. A young woman who seems to need Evan for a friend, and to whom Evan herself turns for understanding and sympathy. Now, this morning, in their dining room, Evan's good friend, Maureen Temple, is saying to her husband, Herbert.
How did you really like her, Herbert?
Like who, Maureen?
Dr. Allison Shaw, as you very well know. Now, Herbert, come out from behind the newspaper and talk to me about her.
You don't know how I liked her, Maureen. How in the world could I know?
Well, what did you think of her, then? Given she's able to... Do you think... Yeah, but will she take good care of Ellen?
Well, she certainly comes highly enough recommended, Maureen.
Yeah, I suppose, but... Oh, yeah, but I'll be so glad when the operation's over.
You won't be wrong, though, too.
I know she will. She's so brave, yeah, but she's so very brave.
Mm-hmm. Well, will you be there about that, Ellen?
I'll be with Anthony. I told him I would.
He's reconciled to this friend, Dr. Mel, isn't he? He seemed so last night.
Yes, he certainly did.
As a matter of fact, it's the first time I've seen Anthony relaxed in a long time.
Yes.
And that fact rather indicated to me that things would be all right.
Yes.
What do you look so solemn for?
Oh, a silly thought flashed through my mind, that's all.
Too silly to tell me?
She likes him.
Who? Honestly, Maureen, you get more cryptic with your conversation every day.
That Shaw woman.
Now she's that Shaw woman.
Yes. Well, just every once in a while, I found her looking at him, and I just hope she goes home and Ellen's all better. I think she might not be too good for a convalescent to have him.
Maureen, stop looking for trouble.
I guess I'm just jittery about everything in general here. That seems to be my trouble.
Once the operation's over, you'll settle down. Oh, Ellen doesn't know it's to be tonight, eh?
No.
I think that's the way I'd like it. I think that just to have it thrust upon me would be ideal. I'll stop by to see you and Anthony during the waiting.
You don't, sir.
And for heaven's sake, Maureen, get rid of any other troublesome ideas like worrying about Allison Shaw.
I will. Bye. Take care of yourself.
Why take care of myself?
I don't know. I always feel I could say that when... at a time like this. Ellen and Anthony being in trouble, I feel... so grateful for you and me being all right.
You better kiss her for that. I'll be down at the hospital about 4 or 5.
Ellen's going to operate him at 4.
All right, Marie. Now, don't get too rattled. Things will be all right. But the vague tension that is rising in the minds of all of Ellen's friends persists, and Mariah Hawkins, who is minding Ellen's tea room, has finished serving Anthony his lunch, as she now says.
Well, Anthony, you can go back and tell Ellen that I'm serving as good meals as she did, I guess, can't you?
I certainly can, Mariah.
Not that right now she cares one way or the other.
Oh, but she does.
When's the operation going to be?
4 o'clock.
Well, I'll certainly be praying for that woman doctor, Ellen. I know she's smart and maybe doesn't think she needs anybody's prayers. But at the same time...
Allison Shaw would value your prayers, Mariah.
Oh, Ellen just hasn't been out of my prayers ever since this happened, Anthony. Now today, I just seem to be going through the whole day talking with the Lord about it.
Yeah, it helps. Certainly, it may be responsible for Ellen's wonderful sense of tranquility. She's as calm as anyone I've ever seen facing an ordeal like this.
Well, I declare, I was in the room when she talked to the children over the telephone. And she just made it sound to those youngsters as if it wasn't anything.
I know. Ellen's always done that.
Well, all I can say is the good Lord knows what he's doing. He's going to give her back to us well and healthy. Everybody needs her.
Mariah, I'll get in touch with you the moment I know.
I'll be waiting, Anthony. She doesn't know that she's going to be operated on this afternoon, does she?
No.
But they're going to tell her.
Oh, yes. She'll be given a sedative in a little while.
Are you going to help, Anthony?
No. I'm going to see her for a few minutes. I'm going to be with her while she lets the sedative take over, and then I wait.
Oh, no.
Well, my turn after all, Mariah. How many times have I been upstairs and people have waited for me to come down and say yes or no?
Oh, I know, Anthony.
Maureen Temple's going to be with me. And then as soon as we hear, I'll telephone you.
But you get on, my love, and you get back now, won't you, Anthony?
Of course.
And tell her I'm praying for her all the time, just all the time, Anthony.
I'll tell her, Mariah, and she'll be very grateful indeed. I'm sure.
I'll be praying for you, too, Anthony. My man, I just know you need it, too. Poor boy. Well, it'll be all right if we leave everything in God's hands. Goodbye, Anthony. Give Ellen my love.
And at Health City Hospital, just before Anthony comes to see Ellen, Dr. Allison Shaw enters her room to find Ellen turning the pages of a book on her bed table.
Hello, Ellen. Happy New Year.
I am, Allison.
Have you wondered where I was all day?
No. I knew you'd be by sooner or later.
Well, it's later, but there were things to do.
Did you enjoy last night?
Last night? Oh, at the temple.
Yes, very much.
You're nice.
Anthony said he thought you got along well with them. Maureen and Hilbert are my very good friends. I'm so fond of them.
Yes.
What do you mean?
The songs. I love them.
I do, too.
Which one in particular?
My favorite, I think, at least when I'm a little scared, or a lot scared.
It helps to see me through.
Maybe the song I use. Is it romantic?
Yes, it is.
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High will abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust.
You know it by heart. I do too, I think.
Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust.
You know, I love that verse. I'm probably a little childish, but that gives me so much security. He shall cover thee with His feathers.
I like the next part. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler.
That's because you're a fighter, Allison, against illness, disease, and suffering.
You need a shield and buckler.
Perhaps that's it.
Oh, I think it is.
Allison, you've come here to tell me something, haven't you?
Yes.
A little while ago, I was given an injection.
Yes.
So, the operation is today.
You're rushing me, not holding off until tomorrow.
You're too smart.
Oh, I'm here today.
The man I love is chief here. I've picked up a lot of information.
We weren't trying to keep anything from you, Ellen. This is better for someone of your temperament. Why keep you waiting and wondering?
When am I to go upstairs to the operating room?
You'll be a person if you go.
About four.
Does Anthony know?
Do you think I dare not tell him?
No, I just...
Oh, that's Anthony now, I'm sure. Come in.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Were you in conspiracy, Anthony? Allison says I'm going upstairs in a little while.
Wouldn't you prefer it this way, Ellen?
Not much.
I just came to give you a kiss, Ellen.
I hope you came to sit with her till she goes upstairs. I have to get ready for our date. Goodbye, Ellen. And... Let Anthony read you to sleep for the rest of the night of his son.
What is she, Mindy?
I was reading it when she came in. It was favorite of hers, too. She's wonderful, Anthony. Even in that, she's sympathetic and knowing.
Would you like me to read it to you, darling?
Please. That would be much better than talking.
I know.
Begin, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation.
There shall be no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. Are you drowsy, darling?
So on, Anthony. So wonderful.
They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder.
With Anthony's gentle voice in her ears, Ellen drifts into forgetfulness. What will be the outcome of the next few hours for young Widow Brown?